Now, the COVID-19 response minister, Chris Hipkins, did tell Morning Report there would be more information at that 1pm briefing on the Christchurch situation, but he wasn't able to rule out the potential need for a lockdown. Those two positive cases have been found in the city, one of whom has potentially been infectious for about a week. While reacting to this news is Hospitality New Zealand's Canterbury branch manager, Peter Morrison. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Well, this is very disappointing news, no doubt, for your industry. You'll be on tenterhooks, I suppose.
We are. It's very disappointing. We just can't understand how this can happen with all the protocol we're meant to go through. Very disappointing. It's not happening properly.
Yes, and I'm sure there will be more questions asked of ministers and others today about that. Look, it's tempting to say that this was inevitable, but at the same time, you would want those, what, three or four more weeks, really? That's what we're talking about here, to get those vaccination numbers up.
We do, yeah, we do. And we need, you know, we've already been hammered already with for next month. We've had to lose our show week and our cup week and the races and our moon festival. And hospitality is still not operating at the proper level. You know, we're still on some 2.5 or whatever they want to call it. We can't, people have to be seated, so no one's making a hell of a lot of money.
No.
Losing money.
Better, though, to potentially, and you know, we say potentially because still a lot of details to come on this, go into a snap lockdown if need be for, say, 3 days, if that's what is required, just to be safe?
Well, preferably not, but if we have to, we have to. I mean, but it's, you know, we're coming out to a weekend, which is a busy time. You know, we get a lot of South Islanders especially, and Wellington, anywhere except for Auckland, coming down over the weekends to have a short break holiday. So hotels and motels will miss out if there's a lots of cancellation. Mm.
Yeah. I mean, does it underline there has been a debate about whether or not Christchurch, Canterbury, the South Island should have been in level one? Perhaps underlines why there was an argument for keeping it in two.
Well, I'm sure they'll claim that. The government will claim that, but it's come from the North Island, isn't it? It's come from Auckland. So if we had a better border control and better protocols, it wouldn't have happened. And it wouldn't have mattered if we had level one down here.
All right, Peter Morrison, thank you very much for that. Hospitality New Zealand's Canterbury branch manager. Of course, many people in Canterbury this morning will be eagerly awaiting that 1pm briefing today on the two Christchurch cases.